Hello and welcome everyone to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Today is Friday, February 14th, 2014. I have a few announcements for everyone before we get the show started. For this month of February, we have 2 8-hour healing intensives left. They are February 16th, which is a Sunday, and the following Sunday, February 23rd. Those are days when you have an opportunity to go on to Creation Lightship and receive the divine source healing for your physical body and whatever healings you might request. Ron just completed a fabulous expo in LA, and he has two more coming up. The March in New York one is the New Life Expo, which will be at the Hotel Pennsylvania, and that's March 21st through 23rd, a weekend. And, of course, they have a website, so you can get all the details there. You can purchase tickets, which I think is a wise thing to do ahead of time. And then in April, Ron will be in San Mateo, California, at the,
New Living Expo.
I'm sorry, New Living Expo, Ron?
It's about 10 miles from
the
San Francisco airport there.
Right, excuse me, it's New Living Expo, and that's April 26th and 27th, so that's exciting as well. And if you are not near either place, I really highly recommend that you go. I was at the expo in L.A., and it was really, really terrific. Ron gave three different lectures. He had the fabulous light infusion chamber there for people to be healed at, and I think everyone really enjoyed it a lot. We have a lot of things to share tonight and go over with you. Before Ron comes on, if you'd like, you can open up a picture of the beautiful light being, which can be found on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. Open up that picture, and when Ron comes on, he'll activate the light being with peace energy for all of us to enjoy during the show tonight. So welcome, Ron.
Yep, so here we go, everybody. Let's bring the light being up. Let's first release some of your stuff, your traumas, dramas, etc. So here we go. Let's do that. So one, two, think of what you're dealing with here or has come into your life. One, two, three, four, and five. And think of another one here. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Now we'll do the light beam. So let's bring it up on your monitor screen. And we're going to put the energy of peace in there for you. So here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And if you have any questions this evening, I have the chat opened for BBS Radio, as well as clsquestions@yahoo.com. So you are free to send any questions there if you like. And I thought I would start out. Oh, I did want to just add, Ron, thank you so much for clearing us at the start of the show. But I was wondering if perhaps we could add in a couple of clearings around the fact that it's Valentine's Day today, in, just in case anyone still has any emotional energy or charge around that day or date.
Okay, yeah, that'd be a good idea. So here we go. Let's release the energies here. So one, two, three, four, and five. This could be anything that you're, you know, dealing with here. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Pretty heavy stuff here. Let's do it again. One, two, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, we are. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Back to you. And wow, that's pretty heavy stuff there.
Right. Since it did come up as heavy for some listeners, Ron, I was wondering if we could perhaps do a loneliness clearing and a broken heart, which I know you've done those before.
Okay. Let's do loneliness here. So here we go. So releasing that stronger. Now, stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's now do broken heart. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I hope that everyone is feeling very present and centered so that you are experiencing everything Ron has to share with us tonight. Thank you very much, Ron. Okay, we have some questions from our weekend and also some testimonials, Ron. And I wanted to just start with one. Someone said to me after one of your workshops, "This was amazing. There's nothing else like this. I've been to thousands of these kinds of lectures, and here's the amazing thing," and I tried to write it as closely to what the man said. But at the end, there's no, "And here are my 12 books and CDs so that you can learn how to do this too." It was very impressive. So maybe you could just talk about Ron, how dealing in through you to Source Energy and Creation Lightship, you know, why we don't need books and tapes and that kind of thing to learn.
Well, all you do is what we have on the website is clearing. So you clear stuff off, you, and once you clear it off, then you have peace energy. And you're not going to find peace energy in any book. And once you're in peace, then that's really what you're looking for anyway. So once you get the peace energy, then more of your spirit energy can come to you, and that won't be in a book. It automatically comes to you. So that's why we don't have any additional information or things like that to, you know, capture you and have you read and do homework, everything else. I do like homework from people, at least testimonials.
Right.
But aside from that, you know, it's just once you have peace energy, then what more could you ask for? So that's basically it. You want to get peace. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And, of course, reading a book and all would take you right out of your heart center because it's a mental activity.
Yep, that is correct, yes.
Right. Now, here is an interesting question, and I think it came from someone who was at the conference. You spent, you know, several times you helped us get in our heart center and brought in the peace energy and everything. I know everyone taught people how to do that, and everyone felt wonderful. So this person is asking, should we practice staying heart-centered by purposely listening to something distracting or going to an area that's distracting? This is a method I was taught years ago when I was learning how to meditate.
Well, once you're heart-centered, I don't know if it's going to add that much more because you just need to go back into your heart again. So I would say that just life itself is going to be distracting. So there's no use to really look for something because the people there could bring up issues that you're, you know, having to deal with. You may have to get a clearing for those issues, because remember, everybody brings forth issues to someone else when they talk about a situation. So I would think just being peaceful and not looking for trouble would be what you'd want to do. Sure enough, there is somebody out there that probably would want to take you out of peace and push your buttons. And remember, if you have a clearing, then more than likely that button may not be there anymore. It could be gone completely, but possibly they could stir up your past DNA. And then from there you could have, you know, situations and stuff too going on. But normally, all you do is get into peace, do the mind a heart drop, and you're there. And that's basically kind of where you want to be, is just being in, the peace energy. So you're understanding that nothing out there can necessarily connect you on other timelines, because people will put you on other timelines. That's the whole thing, you know, stay into, the peace energy, keep there, and get a day planner, and peaceful. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And that reminds me of something that happened to me today, just to bring it into timelines for a moment. I was feeling very peaceful, as I have been since the expo this weekend, and happy, and was out taking a walk, and joked with my friend, there's uneven pavement, because we have a friend who fell on uneven pavement. And I realized, oh dear, why am I thinking about that, talking about that? I'm bringing up somebody else's accident. So can you talk about what the problem is with that, Ron?
Well, what you're doing is you could activate your DNA, and now you could be in that roller coaster ride and having that activated in you. So that's not good. That's why you don't want to bring typically things up, so that you're actually looking at it, because you may go right into that timeline. So that's what I would say. Just don't go there.
So if you hear a story and it goes right out of your mind and there's no emotional charge, you probably don't need to timeline crash it. But if, for instance, you were maybe close to that person or heard the, you know, felt very, got emotional with the story, then it would be a good idea to timeline crash it for yourself, right?
Yeah, if you do feel emotion on it, then definitely. Probably more to it than that, but get off that timeline and get off, you know, find out what emotions you're feeling and do a whole lot of emotional clearing, because that might be exactly what you need to do, because, you know, you're being told what to do in a sense, because you're connecting yourself to that timeline. You want to be in the now timeline, and in the now timeline, all possibilities exist for you, and also you're not being controlled by the aliens. So that's the main benefit, is being in the present moment. Present moment will get you out of your head, because you're not dealing with alien energies as much, you know. I'm not saying that this is a 100% correct statement, that you're not going to be having aliens come to you, but more than likely they don't want you, because you're not controlled and you're not on the timeline. So they want you to be on a timeline. So the more timelines you get off, the better you feel, and the only reason you're feeling better is because each timeline that you're on has a condition. That condition is what you're using to take away your life force energy. That all means get off the timelines and get into source energy and then manifest from there. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I'm going to go on with a couple of more testimonials. Thank you, Ron. It is Thursday evening, and I am holding my peace, and my heart is centered. Thank you, thank you. So some people are sending you testimonials, Ron, and that's great, because you did say after the Monday lecture, I think, everyone should be able to hold their peace energy for a week, unless something really huge happens outside of them.
Yes.
Okay. It's a lot of the same, but they're all nice. Thank you. I feel balanced, heart-centered, and peaceful. And another one, my physical body is relaxed after experiencing the workshop over the weekend, and that more than it has been in years, actually ever since I can remember. So it might be interesting, Ron, to just sort of talk about what effect having being centered and staying in source energy and having your life, your spirit with you and your life force energy, how is that going to affect our physical bodies?
Well, you're going to have more of a healing, number one, because your spirit is your healer. So by having your spirit with you, your body will actually feel better because you're having more, you know, healings taking place and more energy in your body. That's the first thing, is that's going to help you out a lot just by having that happen. The next thing is, like I said, when you're in your body more fully, then entities can't come in. Nobody wants to have entities, typically, and we did an entity call this evening. And then from there, you know, you just start to feel, you know, better and having less stuff attached to you. When you're in the moment, have clearings, and you get more spirit. And more spirit means that it's more difficult to have things come into your body. That's why you don't want to do any astral projection, because nobody is home, you know, minding the fort. You know, where are you? You're out having a good time somewhere else, but your poor body could have a situation. So that's what we say, is always to, you know, stay home, be present, and to just enjoy enjoy life. And even though it may not seem like a joyful experience as you're having life here, you know, which could be true, you are still here. Remember, you're here, so you can't escape it. So by all means, you know, do what you can do to have more spirit energy coming into your body. Now, if those timelines that are going to take you away from your peace, you want to definitely be peaceful, and by that you want to get off the timelines. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you so much. On the so one listener who was at the conference, this was interesting, said that someone kept touching you, trying to cord you. And I know at another talk someone was challenging you, and you said, well, go ahead and try to cord me. And that was very interesting. Can you explain to people about cording and why you were not able to be corded?
I'm not able to because I'm not on other timelines. I'm in the source timeline. All that's around me is light energy. So, yeah, it would be almost next to impossible to cord me. And when people cord other people, that's the bad thing, because when you cord other people, then automatically getting your energy taken away from you. And if it's not taken away, then you're getting their energy. The way it's bad news. So, but for myself, yeah, what I had is other people attempting to cord me, because we kind of mentioned that, and, you know, and put out the energy to do that. So, but people can be corded, and it's very, very detrimental what you're getting back from the person. You also don't know what you're giving them, you see, because they're taking your energy. Where's that leaving you? Did you lose something? You lost part of yourself due to the energetic cording, then you need to get it back. So, you know, that's why we did a clearing. We did it being knifed in the back on one of the programs here, too. We can do it right now. This is like a cording. It's a projection of a cord, and the person who is doing that may have thought of a knife going into your back, okay? Because the thoughts that you have can produce a physical thing, like a knife, and it would be an energetic knife, and it can cause you harm. So here we go, everybody. Let's just take out that knife that could be in your back, or it could be something else. Maybe it's even a bullet. Maybe somebody is perceiving that they have a gun and they're going to shoot you, you know. But anyway, we'll keep it real simple here. So kind of just kind of take note of your back. Nothing for you to do. Here we go. So releasing this from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Getting heavier. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So kind of move your body a little bit. Maybe want to even get up and walk around a little bit, see how you're feeling. You should feel pretty good. So, wow, that's kind of heavy too. Let's do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Deep breath here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hey, everybody. See how you're doing, how you're feeling. Just sort of see what may be left you. Sometimes might even be able to see the person or sense the person that did it to you. So if you have that person that you're looking at here, well, it was Joe. I know he did that to me. Oh, maybe it's your ex or something like that, or an employee or a person that you're working with. Let's take away that energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Got it here. Well, fun. They're living off of you. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Ann, back to you again.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. You know, as bad as it is when we're corded, of course, or someone touches us and gloms onto us, as you say, slimed us, or if entities attach to you or come around you, I feel so grateful to the Creation Lightship Healings because at least we can know what's going on and you've given us the methods and the means to get rid of those things. So as bad as it is, at least we can go on the website and clear. So I thank you for that again. Okay. I'm going back to some of the questions that people asked Ron actually at the conference. Why do I need this heart-centeredness when I already meditate? And I don't think we can talk about that too much.
No. If you're meditating, you may be going out of your body and or you become kind of numbed out to what you're doing, okay? So if you're meditating and you're not conscious of where you are, that means that you're typically on maybe a guided meditation. That would mean that you're in the mind energy. So you're not in source energy, you're in mind energy. What does that mean to you? That means that you're in the darkness in mind energy. anything wrong with that? Well, you know, you probably don't want to be there. If now that you know where you are, where you're going to, it might feel, you know, very good. You might like it. You say, yeah, I don't mind doing this here. But, you know, the bottom line is you're not in source energy. Why would you not want to be in source energy? Well, do the mind to heart drop, and, you know, within a short time, 10 to 15 seconds, you are in source energy. You don't have to sit down. You don't have to cross your legs. Don't have to do any type of, rituals or anything else. All you do is do the mind to heart drop, and automatically you are there in 15 seconds. And once you're there in 15 seconds, then voila, you can live your life and walk around and do your job. So that's kind of the way it is. So that's what I would say is the bad thing. And the bad thing is that if you're, you know, if you're not living your life and you're forced to meditate, I've talked to people who said, I've meditated for a long, long time. And I go, I have been meditating for a long time, and, you know, I put aside 5 hours to meditate. So, actually, you need to live your life. Now, I imagine if you have somebody with you that can afford to pay your way through life, that might be fine, but what are you doing to yourself? That's the whole thing. Not in the present moment, then where are you? Not in the present moment, if you meditate on a guided meditation. Ando is where they can abduct you and put you on timelines. So that's the problem with that. So, mind a heart drop, tell all of your friends, if you do meditate, say, hey, you can do this here. It will be much better than what I've been doing. So that's the whole thing. Oh, it's mind a heart drop. If anybody were to do it on the planet here, we'd have a better life for everybody. So back to you, Ann.
Yes, Ron, thank you so much. And I remember when I would meditate, my purpose was to feel refreshed. And I see now, you know, to kind of quiet my mind and for a few minutes and feel refreshed. And I see now that, especially because of your the wonderful information we got from your guest speaker at the expo, how you can come out of being in the now and on the CLS now timeline of light, being very heart-centered, into the world, into your reality, and have wonderful insights that are coming from your spirit and go forward in your life, which is what years ago, you know, I spent years trying to accomplish from meditation, little knowing that I was never going to get there because I wasn't heart-centered. So, again, thank you for that. okay, someone wrote in something interesting. You mentioned DNA. Independent science is also saying our DNA has been tampered with to include DNA coding. Very interesting. Thank you, listener, for sharing that. They're saying DNA codes deal with duality. That's your language. Codes that make us follow like sheep, and they've christened it the Sheeple Code. What do you think of that, Ron, and how can we clear these codes?
Okay, your DNA is going to basically have for you your particular learning lesson. So if we use New Age jargon here, your DNA has all that you want to experience or all that you are experiencing in the moment, or even in the time moment, okay? So you're experiencing all these things and being stirred up and coming forth from your DNA. So that's your history. Well, the history of you is in your DNA. Now, from there, what do you want to do next? You know, so you got to find out where you're dealing with these issues and, what's the weak points and the strong points to it, and you want to typically have it released. If you're brand new listening to us and you say, yeah, I kind of want to have a better life, I want to be a little more maybe conscious of what I'm doing, then, you know, do the self-empowerment clearing. That has a bunch of issues in there that will tend to help you in the process of cleaning yourself out. So that's what I would do, is just a self-empowerment one. And then if you want to go a little further, then after you get cleaned out, do the other clearing, which is the psychic billboard. Put those two together. And you can have a lot of friends helping you out with this here, because they're going to be reading your particular billboard, and all your friends will be changing the way they perceive you. That's the way the billboard works. So you're transmitting something out there that you may not like, you know, doing, or you're doing it anyway, you don't like it, but you have no way that you can figure out to get out of it. So that clearing can help you, because you have to stay on it continuously to find out how you want to steer your life with the billboard. The self-empowerment one is a very good clearing. If you're brand new, do that. I strongly recommend also doing the whole lifetime emotional clearing. And the bottom line is, when you do these clearings, you're much more conscious of the timelines. Oh, I'm on this timeline. That doesn't look good to me. I want to get off of this here. Otherwise, you're dealing with emotions, and the emotions may not recognize the timeline. Emotions bring you into timelines, so you want to get off those timelines. You want to be in the now. So all timelines are parallel lives. That's your deja vu, your dreaming, cars dropping in next to you, people showing up unexpectedly around you because maybe they just got dropped into your reality from the beyondo, but the bottom line is you want to be in the now. And that's where you have all your power. Not doing that, then you're not having any personal power, and you're out in the beyondo giving all your old life force energy away. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Wonderful information. I wanted to share some comments that were put on the fast chat during some of the samples you did for us tonight. Well, someone commented, some people lose weight after releasing entities and parasites, and that's true. And also, I think when you release cords, you do also feel like you're smaller. Someone said, oh, that was a heavy weight in the back. Someone said, my heart just opened the widest I've ever noted, Ron. Thanks. Oh, wow. So that the person who said their heart is open, it was while you took the bullet/knife out of my back. So that's very interesting. So someone corded this listener in the back, and it was blocking her heart center.
I'm going to do one more energetic clearing here. And this one I think everybody's going to feel also. Somehow, in our genetics, I think everybody has had either their throat slit with a knife or they've been hung. So, what could this do for you? Let me just talk about this here. Maybe you're a singer out there, you know, and maybe you make money at singing, you know, or it's a hobby that you like and you're singing, but you just can't make that perfect note that you want to do, or maybe out of steam after a while. Well, maybe for some reason having your throat slit, you know, or maybe, you know, having something done to your vocal cords and or being hung has prevented your physical body in this lifetime from opening up all the way to that energy, what you choose to do in your communication or speaking. And even people who may be able, maybe people stutter somewhat, and maybe they have this problem too. Maybe the stuttering is actually the body kind of gagging for breath. Another way of looking at it, I kind of think stuttering is basically getting too much information too fast, and you can't process it. But here we go. We'll just see if everybody feels different afterwards. So you could have a breathing change. You might be able to breathe better, might be able to talk better, sing better. Maybe your neck only moves a certain direction because, you know, it wasn't working too well when it got slit. You know, remember, this is your body. You know, maybe it healed improperly. Maybe somebody, you know, stitched your neck up and, you know, you can only move it, you know, half of the distance in one direction. Maybe you can't lift your head up and down all the way. And your body remembers that. It has stored memory. Oh, and knows that it can't do it, so why? It's kind of like the elephant you know, in the circus being tied up with the rope, you know, onto a pole. And it keeps going in circles and circles. You take the rope off of it, and it goes, well, I can't go over my little box here, you know. It's just like we get put into boxes. We put ourselves into boxes. So it just keeps moving in the same pattern without being connected to anything. But here we go. If you've been hung, or we'll just do hanging first, and then I'll do having your throat slit. So it may not sound too good, but here we go. So being hung, oh, releasing the energy. So one, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, oh boy, eight, nine, and ten. Great. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, do some swallowing, people. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And here we go. One, two, three, four, five, oh boy, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Now we'll do having your throat slit with a knife or something. So, using that, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Good boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Good boy. Eight, nine, and ten. You guys are doing good. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Back to you, Ann. We'll see what we have here.
Okay, Ron. I gather it seemed like you sensed we people listening needed that. Right?
Find
that
out.
That wasn't, that wasn't for no reason.
Yeah, boy. A lot of people have neck throat problems, so we'll see what comes up. If you feel better, I don't think I have a clearing for things like that on the website, so you'd have to do, you know, a special clearing, a whole lot of times special clearing if you feel better about this. Maybe more, you know, stuff a lot deeper. So what typically happens is that when you have a situation of something, just don't get it once. You know, it goes into your DNA, and it could be there, you know, 100 times or more. So the whole lot of time clearing will tend to root it out of you. By doing one clearing, typically will make you feel better, but it won't necessarily go down to the core and fix you. It's just like a Band-Aid, but it will help. So back to you, Ann.
Well, and we do appreciate that so much, Ron. Thank you. I felt it. So, excuse me. Now, somebody, so I'd love to hear from people how they felt about that. Now, some person, and I'm going to assume they know what they're talking about because I wouldn't know this at all, made the suggestion that we clear some DNA words, and he's put them on the fast chat, adenine, cytosine, guanine, and thymine. I don't know what those are. But I'm for sure on the natal barcode clearing, that could not hurt, right, Ron, to clear those words?
Yeah.
that represent DNA.
I would also put it into the keyword.
The alien keyword.
I never heard of those, but you might try the keyword, Marion, if those words mean something to you.
Right. Thank you, listener. Actually, if you have a moment, I'm trying to copy that from the fast chat. If you have a moment to send that on an email to CLS questions, that would be great. And then if any other listeners, if you're listening on the phone and you can't get to the fast chat, I could send it out to you. Just send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I will forward it to you.
Okay. Oops. Let's do another clearing. Let's do a clearing, and this probably is for maybe older people. We'll just use the word bladder control. Okay, so possibly something got connected to you energetically, maybe at your age, or, you know, it got triggered. So maybe you're having a problem with bladder control, and you don't know how to get rid of it. Do a little sample of this here and just see if it helps you. Well, here we go. Energies that could be preventing your physical body from responding properly. So one, two, three, four, five, six, oh boy, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And this could also work for young children too, maybe. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I'll do a clearing here, another one. Let's do one for maybe people are afraid of the dark. Most, you know, young children might be. Maybe it's a carryover. Maybe you have to have a light on in your house. Maybe a bathroom light or a hall light. A lot of people have that, and well, they need it on because they're afraid of things that could be crawling around in the night. I won't go too far into that, but here we go, in case you have that fear and you're really traumatized but you don't know it. Let's release the energy here. If that helps you. So one, that you would know it. You know, what if you went to, you know, you get home at night, you know, maybe you're out and you get home at 11 o'clock, you know, and it's dark out, you know, and you have all the lights on in your house as you come in and are turning them off. Maybe you put your pajamas on, and now you go out with the bedroom lights on, and you go to the hall light, bathroom light, turn it on. Maybe one of the little small little 7-watt light bulbs or something, you know. And you go over there, and you turn this thing on, and you see a big flash, and the bulb burns out. Now you go, oh, no, what am I going to do now? Now you're panicked because the bulb went out. And you don't know, you know, you're dealing with anxiety maybe, you know, everything else. Maybe you with one eye open, you know, or a flashlight next to you. Let's see if we can help you out with that. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. I'll do it again. Some people need more. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, we'll see what we have on that one. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. We'll give people, a moment. I have a few comments when you did the slit throat and hanging that people were yawning. That is a typical response to the creation lightship healings. So is sort of getting what feels a bit like a hot flash, I know, and feeling heavier in your body and getting moist palms. I just wanted to say that for any new people who might be listening and think, whoa, what's happening to my body here? Ron, not to overly change the subject, and we can go back. We have a couple of other requests that relate to that, but I have gotten several emails about Valentine's Day. And so apparently it's an issue for some of our listeners. And I was wondering if perhaps we could clear some of the trigger words like single, dating, married, divorce, things that sort of label people. Someone mentioned, well-meaning friends giving her sympathy, unwelcome sympathy and empathy, oh, you poor thing. You're alone, I guess, that kind of thing.
Oh, okay, so let's need everybody then to think of their issue, if that's a case for you, a situation, just focus on it right now. At least that one page out of the chapter of your life on that. So here we go, releasing your particular issue, maybe people talking to you. I'll do three of these here, because you may have maybe three different issues or something like that. So here we go. First issue, I'll count to five to release it. One, two, three, four, and five. Next issue, one, two, three, four, five. And the next one, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Oh, I remember this is going a little sideways, but it's kind of similar. I think it was around Father's Day or something. So I was in a store and a person is looking at cards, and I hear them talk and they say, "See, all these cards are so wonderful, thanking your dad, what a wonderful person he is." Oh, and the person says, "Do you have any cards here that I can give my father just to beat me all the time?" And so there's no cards here that pertain to me being beaten. So, and I have to buy a card for him, but I don't want to be honest,
Wow.
Anyway, you guys can draw your own conclusion. Might even be you that I heard, who knows. But, all the cards seem to be, what we're kind of talking about, these wonderful cards with these wonderful things on it, how you love them and how great they were in your life. Well, to be perfectly honest, your life sucked. Is there any cards that you could send and say, you were just an awful dad to me, I can forgive you, but this card's appropriate to you, or for you. Anyway, I won't go too much further here, but you're probably all laughing. Hopefully you're not crying. But here we go. Back to you, Ann.
Well, I think the frustration for people is often the person that was horrible at one point has forgotten their own behavior. So maybe that would be the fun of sending them a card. Remember when you used to beat me? Happy Father's Day. Okay. Do you feel like we need to do more on the Valentine's Day, Ron, or do you think we cleared everyone out on that?
It still feels heavy, so let's get your next issue, everybody, if you have one. And, it could be anybody, remember, life is a relationship with people. So Valentine, typically deals with people that are closer to you. And maybe they're no longer. Maybe Valentine Day comes and bought your spouse a wonderful gift. If you're married on Valentine's Day, and now the day, now you're divorced, when you see these wonderful cards, and maybe you got the short end of the stick or something, or something happened. Anyway, so, Valentine's Day might just be a day that you just, I wish that, you stayed in bed all day and went to sleep to deal with it. But here we go. Let's clean that energy out of you here. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. You know, I don't feel that I've had any charge on that on Valentine's Day for many years, but I did feel like something sort of released from me. You know, I guess it's hard to, you know, be completely free of our culture when things, you know, we get so inundated with things. We're getting close to the end already, Ron, but I wanted to read a couple of more comments that people... someone said that they were coughing and gagging. Someone else said yawning. Someone else felt dizzy when you did these the throat issues. And could we do, we have a couple of more kind of requests, kind of related. Someone said if in the past we've had our tongues cut out.
Okay, we could do that one here.
Okay.
Boy, here we go. So... and that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. More energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. You might even be feeling your saliva changing. Maybe it feels a little salty. Let's do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Ann, I guess our show is coming to a close here, so I'll just thank everybody for tuning in, and we will have our show tomorrow night, same time, same station. What's the old thing?
Same time, same bat channel.
Oh. Same channel, so be there or be square, and we will go to the Lightship tomorrow night with people for some physical healing. Blessings, everybody. Thank you, Ann. Good night, everyone.
Yes, and thanks, everyone. And thank you, listener, for sending that DNA, those words. So if anyone listening would like me to forward them to you, just send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I'll send those out. Night, all.